This podcast is brought to you by the new site, EdenPureHowie.com. Save $20 on any of their products, plus get free shipping. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and put in code word MYDEALS. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Authorities are pouring through surveillance footage after a mob of thieves tore through a bear in Nordstrom's over the weekend. They made off with thousands of dollars worth of merchandise in just over a minute.
San Francisco is out of control. Portland is out of control.
We're not going to call this looting. Okay, this is organized robbery is what it is.
It's chaos, sure, but organized chaos.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We're working through an energy transition, and we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Now, where am I supposed to go? I'm supposed to get back and see how she points. Look at this.
He's clearly senile. That's worrisome.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Clearly senile, the words of Brit Hume on Fox News Channel. Would you agree with me that he was clearly senile last year, too, when he was selected as President of the United States? 844-500-4242. And today is the travelingest day of the year, supposedly. It used to be Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Now it's Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And tomorrow is the second or third most traveled day of the year. All right. We're going to keep going. We've got lots of sound to get to. And who's the doltest in the intro talking about energy? The doltest? That is the Secretary of Energy. Jennifer Granholm, I believe is her name. She's the Canadian-born former governor of Michigan. Adultus. That's what I mean when I say that, if you go down the depth chart for the people who become president of the United States, they're all dolts or doltuses in one way or another, some bigger than others. Okay, I just came across this cut. There's a former basketball player named Kwame Brown, and he was kind of a bust in the NBA. He was a first round draft choice out of high school, and he never really was that great. But I think you'll enjoy what he has to say. He was talking about the Rittenhouse verdict, and he was just really down on some of the people who've been making a good living for a number of years over the racial industrial complex, shall we say. Do we have some Kwame Brown sound cuts here, Taylor?
That, to me, in my opinion, looked like self-defense. The courts found it as self-defense. The only bad thing is that he had to sit in jail for so long, because they made something political that wasn't or shouldn't have been political.
That is so true. Kyle Rittenhouse talked about that last night on Tucker. He was in jail for 87 days for self-defense. We'll play some Kyle Rittenhouse cuts as we go along. Anything more from Kwame?
Everything ain't political, okay? It's a bunch of racism. You know what it is? A bunch of people getting paid to push this racist. That's all it is. These ain't got no lane. They really don't got nothing to say. The only thing they get paid off of is talking about how racist it is.
I couldn't agree with him more. He's a lot better commentator than he was a center in the National Basketball Association. But he seems to have his act pretty much together here. Got anything more from Kwame? That's it. Okay. We have some other stuff, I guess, but it would be, there'd be a lot more beeps than anything else. 844-500-4242. Let's play I thought this kind of summed it up with Kyle Rittenhouse last night about what this trial was all about here. Cut number one.
it wasn't Kyle Rittenhouse on trial in Wisconsin. It was the right to self-defense on trial. Right. And if I was convicted, no one would ever be privileged to defend their life against attackers.
It is. I think that really is the crux of it right there. And, so Tucker asked him the obvious question, you know, why were you up there? Were you just causing trouble? Did you just want to, were you armed for battle as Face the Nation, that nitwit CBS 60 Minute wannabe put it? And this was his response, cut four.
What'd you think of it?
It was upsetting because Kenosha is my community, and I just was upset seeing my community up in flames.
Yeah. I bet you were.
And this is how he described his stay in jail. And, he was, I guess they raised the bail money to get him out early, but his lawyers at the time decided that he would be safer, or said he would be safer, if he remained in custody. So they just left him in jail. That's just what Kwame Brown was saying. I mean, it's ridiculous how long the guy was. He was defending himself, and he had to spend 3 months in jail. It's never easy to spend any time in jail, obviously, but especially when you didn't do anything wrong. That's when it's really got to hurt. Cut five.
But I didn't have running water.
Seriously.
I had a phone also, but I did not have running water, so I didn't shower until November 20th.
How long
From
is
October
that?
31st to November 20th, I did not take a shower.
That's disgusting.
I smelled terrible. I felt sick. I lost weight. My health was degrading. If I was in there for a month longer, I would have probably been in a hospital.
Wait, you had no running water?
No running water in my jail cell.
And then he talked about the way the media's covered it, obviously, and we all know how that's gone. Just nothing but lies, not just from the media, but from the Democrat politicians, or I guess I repeat myself. Cut six.
It's not simply Biden who said that. It's a lot of people on television have said that. A lot, dozens of people have said that. I'm sorry to tell you in case you haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's actually quite hysterical how nobody can go back and look at the facts of the case. He crossed state lines, false. He's a white supremacist, false. None of that is true. And the lies that they can just get away with spreading is just sickening, and it's a disgrace to this country.
And of course, Biden says, well, we don't know all the facts yet about Waukesha. He won't call the career criminal pimp a career criminal pimp. But he does call Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist. And I want to play, we played this cut earlier, but I think it's just really worth playing again because Kyle Rittenhouse, who's 18 years old, is using legalese to describe what was done to him. And I think I was so happy to hear this last night, him using words. Well, where do you hear the words he uses? They're right out of Times v. Sullivan, the premier decision on libel from the U.S. Supreme Court from back in the 60s. Cut seven.
What did you make of the President of the United States calling you a white supremacist?
Mr. President, if I could say one thing to you, I would urge you to go back and watch the trial and understand the facts before you make a statement.
That's not a small thing to be called that.
No, it's actual malice, defaming my character, for him to say something like that.
Actual malice. Malice aforethought and reckless disregard for the truth. That's what you have to prove in a libel case if you're a public figure. That the person who defamed you had actual malice and reckless disregard of the truth. You know, Joe Biden may no longer know the meaning of any of those words, but I think he was guilty of all of that and much, much more. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects lives on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. That's half a minute. So you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS locations as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this. The Howie Carr Show.
HelloFresh makes holiday season bonding easy by delivering the fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes I need to make delicious meals in about 30 minutes, a half hour. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale with code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
If you were Kyle Rittenhouse, would you change your name?
I would, just to not have to deal with the hassles or to try to minimize them.
57% say they would not.
Yeah. And when I say hassles, I mean physical dangers, because I think he is in physical danger and will be for the foreseeable future. And again, it's a very recognizable name, unlike Darren Wilson, which is the name of the cop in the Ferguson, Missouri shooting, justified shooting. 844-500-4242. Carr, looking like Crazy Nancy will be your new neighbor. Yeah, there are reports that she bought a place in Jupiter. Not that far from me. Why does she want to come to a red state? There are no taxes. There are no income taxes down here.
You don't have to wear masks in hair salons.
I know. What the hell does she possibly, what could she possibly want down here? Leave us alone. I think I speak for everybody, all 22 million Floridians, when I say leave us the bleep alone. Stay out of here. Go back to San Francisco and watch out for the stuff on the sidewalks. Another sad story from Waukesha. An 11-year-old girl who was hurt in the deadly Christmas parade rampage in Wisconsin told doctors to, quote, glue me back together, according to a report. Jesselyn Torres lost her kidney and suffered a broken pelvis, lacerations to the lungs and remaining kidney, as well as internal bleeding when the pimp, Daryl Brooks, allegedly plowed through the crowd Sunday in Waukesha. Six people now, and another 48 were injured. There's a little picture of her. She was with the dancing group, the extreme dance group. She was there with her mother and her sister, Avery, who's a 2-year-old, at the parade. She was performing, and her mother and her sister were watching her. And she's got another sibling. And now the parents are at the hospital, and the uncle and aunt are watching out for the other two kids. Just such a sad story. And they're saying Daryl Brooks may have cried. When he was The only reason he cried was he was given a $5 million bail, and he doesn't know who's going to raise, which of the moon bats is going to raise it for him. 844-500-4242. Richie from Nantucket. Go ahead, Richie.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good. I put you on first because you got some visitors coming to the island.
Yeah, I get some three very close friends that are scallop fishermen. And the other day they told me they're not allowed to go out in the harbor anywhere near where Brandon is dead.
Oh, no parades.
So let's go Brandon. One more thing he screwed up.
Oh, God. I'm familiar with that in Kennebunkport, you know, with the Bush family, Walker Point. You used to be able to swim off there. That was one of the few good little beach areas. You could just wade into the ocean and just, you know, mess around a little bit. But now you can't do that. Whenever the late president and his son were around. So, but I mean, you know, it's one thing to be told you can't wade into the water, and it's another thing to be told you can't make a living because you can't go near the place. That's just, yeah, you're right. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Thanks for calling, Richie. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, two things. I don't think Kyle Rittenhouse is a public person. I don't think he needs to show malice on the part of Biden to successfully sue him for defamation.
But I think they're going to say, you know, the defense would be that he was a public figure once he shot them, and he was and his name appeared on the on the internet and on the front pages and on the network newscast, that he would be a public figure. I think that, again, I agree with you, Steve. I don't think he was a public figure when this happened, but that's what they're going to say. And Biden was not the president of the United States. He does not have that kind of immunity from civil suits, because he was a private figure at the time. I hope he sues the hell out of everybody, Steve.
Howie, you know? One more thing regarding Biden's comment that folks will save thousands of dollars if they buy electric vehicles.
$800 to $1,000. Yeah.
Have you noticed that ever since Obama, no one likes to use the word people? Everybody is folks.
Yeah.
Folks will do this. Folks will do that.
We're I hate it. Charlie Baker does the same thing. Drives me crazy. I can't stand it. What's wrong with calling them people? You know what I preferred, Steve? Taxpayers. I want to address all the taxpayers out there. All you folks, I don't care about you folks. I'm concerned about people who work for a living and who pay taxes and who aren't leeching off the body politic. Thanks for pointing that out, though, Steve. Folks, what a bunch of BS. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. Let's see. Joe Biden took credit for the vaccine that President Trump administration facilitated.
Yes.
Now he's going to release the oil reserves that Trump had capped off when the oil was cheap.
Right.
And now, you know, he reminds me of a character in a book and a movie that I read back in junior high school, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty. Now, every time he closes his eyes, he's off digging for coal or scoring first in his class or driving a big rig. You know, he's absolutely gone.
Yeah, the New York Post had an editorial about this today, the fact that, and you know, now, though, he's expanded the lies from his own personal life about being with Nelson Mandela or being shot at or being on the varsity football team. He's expanded it to just making stuff up about, well, you know, we had a very successful evacuation of Afghanistan. And, you know, all economists in the world, every economist agrees this boondoggle is not going to cause inflation. He's just making crap up about everything. You're right, Joe. Walter, I don't think you're being fair, though, to Walter Mitty. Walter Mitty was kind of a humorous character. This guy is dangerous. We'll be right back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I was telling you about this editorial in the New York Post today, and they go through all the BS that he's told. But, you know, just to mention a couple that they haven't been in the news lately, he said he visited Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue after the 2018 massacre, speaking to the rabbi when the synagogue says he's never been close to there. He claims he was offered a job by an Idaho lumber company. They say they have no record. He claims he used to drive an 18-wheeler. It didn't happen. Wasn't he also a bus driver, a school bus driver? I don't believe that ever happened either. It's a shtick, says the New York Post, and a disturbing one. He invents stuff in order to make a seemingly personal connection with his audience, but it's a phony connection. Biden has been in Washington almost his entire adult life. He's not a blue-collar worker struggling to get by. Never was. Even when there's some truth, he exaggerates, as when he chats with Gold Star families about his late son, Bo, as if he'd died in action rather than of a brain tumor. Look, you can show empathy without an actual shared experience. Insisting on making one up isn't truly relating. It's a calculated con job. Again, this is the New York Post. It would be bad enough if Biden only told personal tall tales, but in his reality distortion field now extends to national policy. He routinely insists, quote, all the economists, unquote, back his plans, writes off inflation as a temporary spike, insists the border surge is just seasonal, even calls his disastrous Afghan bug out a success, while falsely claiming his generals didn't object. Truth just doesn't matter with this guy. He'll say whatever it takes to get past, whatever he likes to get past the moment. He got away with it for most of his life because nobody bothers to fact check a senator from Delaware. Now he's president and his lies are going to hurt us all. Good editorial. 844-500-4242. 860 says a lot of folks are going to be unemployed in 2022, God willing. Yeah, I hope they're the ones making $175,000 in Washington D.C. All right, now we've got a few more Biden cuts to play here, and this first one, this is from his fake White House studio talking about the economy and gas prices today. Cut 10.
In the past 3 weeks, the number of containers sitting on docks blocking movement are down by 33%.
Well, the number of containers may be down, but what about the number of containers?
In the past 3 weeks, the number of containers.
Container. I've never heard that word. There's so many of these words that he invents, I've never heard them. I've never heard anyone mispronounce container as condainer.
Has anyone infosed those containers?
Send me that cut tonight, too, if we haven't used
that. I'm going
to. Send me the good ones. Listen, now you'll feel better, though, when you hear this next cut. Cut 12.
I've worked hard these past few weeks on calls and meetings with foreign leaders, policymakers, to put together the building blocks for today's global announcement.
Putin and Xi have basically been laughing at him. Cut 14.
There's another issue that's we'll be addressing as well.
Let's hear that one again.
There's another issue that's we'll be addressing as well.
Okay. Cut 15.
I also want to briefly address one myth about inflated gas prices. They're not due to environmental measures. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas.
It's just my overall general incompetence. It has nothing to do with my insanity about and taking the advice of nitwits like AOC and Bernie Sanders and John Kerry and Greta Thunberg. It's my own incompetence that's causing the prices to go up. Cut 16.
Even as we meet to work out this challenge.
What did he say?
Asian as we meet to work out this challenge.
Asian as we meet? Asian as we meet?
Even as we meet, Asian as we meet.
Cut 17.
We're experiencing the strongest economic recovery in the world.
In the world.
In the world.
The world.
In the world.
Keep going. Cut 18.
This Thanksgiving, we have so much to be grateful for. Vaccines that are effective, safe, and free. Promising new treatments, providing for hope that we can bring an end to the worst tragedies of this crisis.
More people have died under his watch than died under Donald Trump's watch. And he said he could get the the virus under control. Cut 19.
Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you, and may God protect our troops. And I'm heading to a food kitchen to serve meals right now. Thank you for your time and effort. And I'll have plenty of time to talk to you later. Thank you. Thank you.
They always
no jazz music today.
Where's the xylophones? I missed the xylophone, or is it a vibraphone? What was that? What was that instrument that was playing yesterday? All right, now this is weird stuff. We're coming to Thanksgiving, okay? So what better time for Dementia Joe to share a story about the February romantic holiday than almost Thanksgiving, right? So here's.
I just want you to know, when we first were elected vice president, there was a moment where on her favorite day of the year is Valentine's Day, Doc. And on Valentine's Day, there's the old executive office buildings directly across from the White House and the West Wing and the vice president's office. And you can look in the windows there. And the press comes down those stairs all the time. And so she went and got a ladder. My school teacher wife, my professor, got a ladder. And the windows are 16 feet high with all these panes. And in every pane, she got that stuff the kids use in their make posters in school. And she put on a heart and it said, Joe loves Jill. She did it on all four windows across.
That was on Valentine's Day, in case you didn't hear. Valentine's Day. This story is fascinating, and it's only half over. Cut 4.
So the press called and said, would I do Valentine's Day with on ABC? I said, okay, and I got on, and we're getting ready to do the event. And what happened was they had the lights out. We were knee-to-knee with the reporter who's asking the questions. And at the problem, she says, while we're getting ready, she said, everybody says you and your wife have a great love affair going. I said, I think so. And she looked at me, I jokingly said, but everybody knows that I love her more than she loves me. And I swear to God, she looked at me and said, that's what everybody says. So, you know, they also serve who only stand and wait.
You don't say. I don't even know how to describe that. And I think the lack of response from the crowd tells you all you need to know about that Valentine's Day story. 844-500-4242. 860 says they should play Biden out like they do the A-listers giving their speech at the award show. Yeah, where were the xylophones when you needed them there, Taylor? That's when you needed some xylophones or vibraphones.
Can we try that cut again?
With the
taking of the questions, or the non-taking of the questions.
Yeah.
It needs a little pizzazz.
Okay, we're gonna put a little music behind it. It's
Happy
better.
Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you, and may God protect our troops. And I'm heading to a food kitchen to serve meals right now. Thank you for your time and effort. And I'll have plenty of time to talk to you later. Thank you.
I'd prefer to have, hey, hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around. We're too busy going to the food kitchen to put anybody down.
Is that song known for its xylophones?
No, it's not. I just like, I always like, hey, we're the monkeys.
And he also calls it a food kitchen and not a soup kitchen. There, you have a food pantry and a
right.
soup kitchen.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, but that's middle class Joe. He's so
when
in
he
touch.
When he can't pronounce Valentine's Day. He's the, have you ever heard anyone mispronounce Valentine?
People, I'm not going to insult anybody out there, but yes, yes I have.
Really? How about container as container?
That one I have not, no. But the people that I knew that pronounced it Valentine's Day, I no longer associate with. Let's just say that.
Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, how you doing? Hey,
good.
Listen, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Taylor's
happy
family,
Thanksgiving to you, too. Thanks.
Grace's family and the call screener. He's a great guy.
Matt.
But, yeah, great guy. Great guy. What the hell? When we talk about this energy independence crap, we're talking about like solar energy. So it takes between 12 and 18 years to make the money back. So if you're like 60 years old, if you're like 60 years old and it takes 18 years to make the money back, guess what, dude?
Hey, Johnny O, what about the batteries? How long do the batteries last, by the way? I think the batteries are extremely expensive, and also they are full of toxic waste. What are you going to do with those batteries?
You're going to bury them in the ground. They're like, oh, we got these batteries. We're going to do these batteries. Really? We're going to do batteries? Do you know the mercury?
Yeah.
And then we got to get
lithium.
Off. Lithium. We got to get off from the Middle East.
And China, and it's just, and the other thing, you know, Amherst, the People's Republic of Amherst in Massachusetts, they've decided to rethinking whether they're going to put all these solar panels in Amherst, because they figured out that to put these solar panels in, they're going to have to clear cut. That's a new word that they don't like. They're going to have to clear cut open lands, forest areas. And you know, again, they don't think these, they haven't thought these things through. They've been trying this BS for 50 years, and they haven't figured out that there's a price to pay for any kind of energy, and that maybe nuclear is the way to go. Let's rethink the nuclear option. The Pilgrim Nuclear Plant, Seabrook, so many. 844. Thanks for the call, Johnny O. Merry Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. 844-500-4242. The holidays are meant for spending quality time over the table with loved ones. Cooking with HelloFresh allows me to do just that. Their recipes take about 30 minutes to make, so I get to spend less time chopping veggies and more time catching up with family and friends. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients right to my doorstep, so I don't need to set foot in a grocery store. These are the worst days of the year to be in a grocery store, even without the masks and the Karens and the social distancing. You know how packed a grocery store is this time of year, all the way through to New Year's and beyond. This is the time you really need HelloFresh to avoid those long lines. Plus, there's no wasting money on excess food. With farm fresh produce and 50 always changing weekly menu and market items, you can't beat the quality, variety, and convenience. The last package I got, I've told you about, I had listened to this talk about diversity in food. Firecracker meatballs, cheesy smothered mushroom chicken, and citrus pork tacos. All delicious, all very different. Right, Taylor?
Yeah, I mean, you're still sticking with the mainstays, though. Those are comfort foods for you. We've got to let you branch out a little bit. I'm telling you, get the bulgogi, not the bulgogi meatballs. Get the actual bulgogi. It's very, very good next time it comes up on the menu. But this week is a fantastic week if you have HelloFresh, because you don't have to think about what you're making. You already know what you have in store. You know what you're going to be making. You know the recipes. They're right there and very easy to follow, which gives you more time to focus on what you're going to be putting together for Thanksgiving and how you can better prepare for that. So it really saves you a lot of time and energy, especially weeks like this.
Quick and easy meals and 10 to 15 minute recipes make for fast and fuss-free weeknight dinners with the family. Farm fresh produce, 50 always changing weekly menu and market items. It's great. And delicious other recipes like mozzarella and herb chicken, epic nacho mac and cheese. They're a hit for parents and kids alike. This holiday season, I'm also looking forward to the apple ginger crisp, ginger spiced cake truffles, and more delicious goodies from HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 for 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale. That's code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center.
Gave you a gun and the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
Farmer John says he has 25 acres of solar going in on his neighbor's property. I can already hear the trees crying out as they're being cut down. I think we all have to use the words clear cut, not cut, clear cut, when you talk about this. Stop the destruction of our flora neighbors, or is it fauna? Fauna or flora neighbors, flora, fauna are animals. And think of all the fauna neighbors that are killed by the windmills out in the in the ocean. It's terrible, terrible. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Howie, CNN had a nonstop message calling Kyle a white supremacist. Now you got DA John Chisholm lets off Rooks on $1,000 bail. He gets in a car or gets in his SUV, runs over white grandmothers, white children. He is a supporter of Black Lives Matter. Why would they call him a black supremacist for running over and killing grandmas and children?
You know the answer to that. You know the answer to that question, John. That's the way it is. That's CNN. That's MSNBC. By the way, Joe Biden. Here's another thing. Joe Biden's not to blame for cut 34. This is Fox Business News today.
Dollar Tree. Actually, they've hit a new high, I think,
yes.
The story.
So remember they experimented with charging $1.25 for some goods? Well, it worked. Customers didn't shy away. So they're going to be $1.25 tree forever. They said, look, we sold goods for $1 for 35 years, and now we're changing it. We're changing because the times are changing.
Yeah. Since Ronald Reagan was president, it was the Dollar Tree. Now Joe Biden has become president, and it's going to be the $1.25 tree. They waited a long time for the next Jimmy Carter, but he's here. He's here. And soon he'll be on Nantucket if he's not already there. All right. Have a good night. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon. I'm Howie Carr.